I'm interviewing this morning Elizabeth Louise Crook, who is going to tell us about her early life and of her father, who had a farm at Oringi. She now lives out from Hastings at Sheridan, and she's come in to give a report, and she's going to tell you in her own words about herself and about the farm life, as well as her present life. Now, over to you, Louise.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Louise Crook, née Riches, née Kernahan, and I would like to talk about my father's life back in those early years in the 1920s. My story begins at Oringi, just south of Dannevirk, where my father, James Kernahan, had a 63-acre farm running dairy cows and pigs. He had originally arrived from Northern Ireland about 1927, and was a farm labourer in the South Island before returning to Northern Ireland, then returning again to New Zealand in 1929 with my mother Sarah. They went to Sheridan, where my father was a farmhand and Sarah cooked for the owners of the property. At Sheridan he had a 10-acre block set aside for his own use. This arrangement lasted about 8 years, and in 1937 they managed to purchase the 63-acre property at Oringi, which had been part of the W.H. Gaisford station and purchased from the government of the day with funds provided as part of the relief of the Unemployment Act 1932-34, which allowed him to buy the property. Records show that there are 5 farms auctioned by Dalgetty's in 1903, which was bare land and well watered. And it was one of these farms my father bought in 1937, which by then had a 1-bedroom house included in the price. 2 extra bedrooms were added later as the family increased. There were 35 dairy cows milked twice daily in a 4-bay shed my father built. The milk was separated and the cream picked up by the milk truck each day for the Faherty Butter Factory. During the war years, he was required by regulation to supply milk to the Wairarui cheese factory using his Model A truck to deliver the milk cans, returning with whey for the pigs. In later years, he changed to sheep farming because of his poor health, but still kept some cows for house milk. My father also built shed and yards suitable for a 2-man shearing plant, and he had the sheep dipped at our neighbours. He also had the first tractor in the area, which was a Massey Harris, which replaced our old draft horses.
How many were in the draft horses? Did you have 4 or 2?
2. Mm. Haymaking was also a busy time for Sarah, with morning and afternoon tea and scones made for the men. Sarah was also lucky in having the first washing machine in the Oringi area, purchased from the local power board, with money she had won at the races at Woodville. Sadly, my father passed away one night in 1964, aged 64 years, after 27 years farming. Sarah and my brother Jim were involved in disposing of farm stock and chattels, with the farm being sold by auction to a neighbour who used the land for cropping. My life on the farm was trouble-free, and I was enjoying the freedom of country life. My brother Jim and I went rabbit shooting by the river, and also caught eels, which my mother cooked for the chooks.
Didn't you eat them?
We wouldn't eat the eels.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, I did.
My 2 closest friends were half a mile away, and we often played together, and we enjoyed catching frogs in the dam on our farm. We also picked mushrooms in season and played general kid stuff. I went to Wairarui's primary school, which was 3 miles away, and there only 20 pupils and 1 teacher.
How did you get to school?
I'm just going to explain it now. My friend's father had a license to transport us to school and return later in the day. I was very lucky. My high schooling was at the Dannevirk High School, where there were 400 pupils, and it was a shock to me being part of such a large school. Times had changed now, and my father would drive me to the state highway where I caught the school bus. When travelling to school, I was the first picked up when the bus travelled around the district, arriving at high school about an hour later.
Did you have to Did your father and mother have to pay for you to go on that bus?
No, that was through the education.
And it was free?
It was free. But I always was first off the bus coming home. My first job in Dannevirke was at Mr. Gibbard's solicitor's office, and he was also the Dannevirke mayor. I was paid £3 a week. I stayed there about a year and then transferred to the Bank of New Zealand, doing ledger accounts, staying for 3 years. I decided that I would rather work in a big city, so I shifted to Palmerston North and worked at the Inland Revenue for £6 a week.
What year would that be?
That would be, I would have been 21, so about 1960. This was at the Inland Revenue. I found this work dull and boring and shifted on after 6 months to transfer to Cliffs Automotive in charge of their ledger accounts. I later met and married the father of my two daughters, but this marriage only lasted 7 years, and my daughters and I shifted to Hastings in 1972. I was later employed by Hawke's Bay Mower Service to maintain all their accounts, including day-to-day ledger and their hire purchase accounts. In 1984, Jim Crook and I married, and we had a lovely summer evening wedding in Cornwall Park and had the reception at a Havelock North hotel. We have now retired and live in for the last 12 years, having been married for the last 32 years. The Alexander Turnbull Library has photos of army tents and men watering horses in the Manawatu River, which flowed near Aringi Road. They were involved in training for World War I. I would like to finish with thoughts of my father's time running the farm during those cruel winters with the winds blowing straight off the snow off the Ruaheni Ranges.
Can you tell us a bit about how your father got around the farm?
Yes, he mainly walked around the farm because it was only 63 acres. Other than that, no, it was mainly walking around.
He didn't ride his horse or anything?
No.
And did he go on dog trials or anything for the dogs?
No, he didn't, but we had two dogs. One was called Rowdy and one was called Major. Times were hard, but my father kept on improving the farm until his death. My mother, Sarah, eventually purchased a house in Dannevirke and lived there for many years until her health forced her to move to the Raheri Rest Home. She died aged 99 in 1999.
And your mother, Sarah, did she have chooks as well?
Yes, she had chooks. She looked after chooks. And
did she make butter?
Yes, she did.
And cream? Did you have lots of cream?
Lots of cream. Always had lots of cream. And she made her own butter.
And during the war years, did she take some of the butter and eggs to town to family members or to people she knew who would want it?
No.
In exchange for petrol coupons or anything like that?
Well, I don't really remember that because I was only born in 1939. And coming out from Ireland, there was no relations. Friends, but the friends were mainly in our district.
And did you go to local dances? Did your mother and father take you children and go to local dances and things?
No, I did go to dances in Dannevirke, but that's when I became an adult, after school years. Loved dancing. And when I went to Palmerston North to work, that's where I met my future husband at a dance.
And did your mother belong to the Women's Institute or Women's Division?
Yes, Sarah did. She was involved with the Women's Institute, where they probably had a monthly meeting and they took their flowers or cakes and was judged for who got the best cake or who got the best.
So it was Women's Institute.
Women's Institute.
And did she belong to anything else or any other groups? Or
no, only after my father died, when she lived in town, she was a great card player and she used to be in the old folks. Well, not that she was that old, but she used to play cards at the old folks, and also she loved races, horse racing, and she loved going to the TAB and having a bet.
And did she have a drink tipple every night?
Oh,
or
no,
anything?
No. Mum never drank.
Did you go to church at all as a family?
Around at the school, they had church, I think it was once a month, and we went there.
And would that be Anglican or Roman Catholic?
No, that was Presbyterian. We were Anglicans, but it didn't matter in those days.
You still went.
And my mother was very religious, but I don't think the rest of us were.
And did she make all your own clothes or anything like that?
There's some of them. She didn't have a machine, but she used to hand sew, and she was very good at that. She was very clever. But I suppose the majority of clothes were bought.
And did she have a big garden at all?
No.
Vegetables or flowers?
Yeah. No, my father had a big vegetable garden, and it was one of the paddocks. Part of one of the paddocks was used, and you just plough it up like you would for grass and then disc it and etc. And we had vegetables for the full year.
So you grew up with having meat two or three times a day, or with vegetables for dinner at night?
Yeah, vegetables for dinner at night, and the meat. We had a mobile meat truck that used to come round twice a week, on a Tuesday and a Friday, and Mum would take a plate out, and the butcher would have all the meat in this truck, that covered in truck, no refrigeration, just this truck with all this meat in it.
Oh, so Dad didn't kill his own?
Well, yes, we did from time to time.
And the pigs as well, you'd have
they were
pork
sent away.
Every hour often.
Yeah, they were sent away to the works. But I don't think we had the meat from them. I think that we just got paid out for
what he supplied, yes. And would you have had breakfasts when you had the haymakers in or the shearing? Would Mum have to cook a huge breakfast for them?
No, they were more gentlemanly. They wouldn't arrive till probably 9 o'clock in the morning after their...
No early starts?
No then. Early starts, no.
No.
And mainly morning teas, and I think they brought their own lunches. Morning and afternoon teas, that's what Mum had to supply.
And for firewood, did you have a fireplace or did you have an aga?
No, we had two open fireplaces in the house, an electric stove for cooking.
And that's back in the 30s.
Yes, 40s. It was always that way.
You had power, did you?
Yes,
right
through. Because the cows being milked, that was all laid on electricity.
Even back that early?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I'm asking you this is because where I grew up, we didn't get power till 1956.
Oh, no. We were modern.
Your brother, did he go rabbit shooting? Would you go rabbit shooting as well?
Was yes.
Rabbits a problem?
Oh, no, not a problem. It was for fun. We used to go down by the river because the rabbits used to come out at night in the evenings for the drink the water, and that's where we used to go shooting. I didn't shoot, but I went with my brother.
And did your father go to any clubs or anything? Did he belong to the local darts club or anything like that?
No, my father did farming, and that was about it. They went to town once a week on a Thursday into Dannyburg, and if it was sale day, he would go to the sale if he wanted some stock or selling stock.
And did petrol rationing affect him for the truck during the war?
Yes, I'm not sure, but I believe so. But I can remember getting petrol, and I think it was 2 and 6 a gallon, and he used to always buy 10 shillings worth.
Oh!
So that used to keep the truck going.
Seeing he'd been home to Ireland and brought Sarah back, in between and after that, when they came back, did they have much contact with their family and friends in Ireland?
Not a lot, but they did keep in touch with... My father had a lot of sisters, and they used to write letters back and forth, but not really, not much at all.
And they didn't send food home to them in Ireland during the war at all?
Not at all, no.
Would you say that they regretted coming out from Ireland, or were they happy here?
They didn't regret coming out. They were very happy, and I think it was the lifestyle they liked out here, and they seemed to enjoy their life.
Did they have many visitors coming?
Yes, only country visitors, because that's who you were friends with. When you lived in the country, you were mainly friends with country people. So, and when my mother and father were alive, every Sunday they'd go to somebody's place or they would come to our place, and there's always the old tea wagon come out with the sponge cake and about three other pieces, sandwiches or whatever it might be. And in those days, my mother and all the women called each other Mrs. They didn't call them by their Christian names. Mrs. Kernahan or Mrs. Harris. But the men were different. They were Jim and etc.
And would the men have a drink of beer or anything
yes,
like that?
No, it was whiskey in our house and
yes.
They had a drink. My father, when he went to town on a Thursday, he always went to the hotel and had a drink of whiskey. But not a lot of drink was in our place.
And did they stay for tea or for the Sunday afternoon?
No, no.
High tea, really, isn't it?
It was high tea, and no, I had high tea and a chat, and then that was that. And then when my father died, my mother being on her own, one certain couple, or well, there's two or three actually, but one certain couple used to have her for Sunday dinner.
Yes.
And then she had them back for Sunday dinner, but my mother didn't like, she used to get flustered. So sometimes I'd be there and I'd have to do the cooking.
So you'd learned to cook from an early age, Louise.
Mm.
Overall, so you're happy living in this Hawke's Bay area for your life, really?
Oh, yes.
Except for the peace in Palmerston.
Yes. When I lived in Dannevirke in my younger day, I always wanted to live in Hastings. It was just something I wanted to do. So when I had the opportunity of a marriage breakup, that's where I went to.
Did you find it difficult to support the two girls when you separated the first time?
No. No, I didn't, because I worked all the time and my mother was very good to me. She bought me a car. And anything, I suppose I was spoilt in a way, anything I needed I was able to have. And the girls were well clothed and well fed and, you know, we lived just a normal life.
I don't know, a family benefit, had that come in then?
I'm not too sure.
Louise and I have just had a talk about whether family benefit was in when she had separated and had the two children to look after, but she managed totally. So Louise, you've had a really good life overall.
Overall, yes, I have. Enjoyed my young days. In fact, when I went to high school, town kids were altogether different to what we were. We were sort of not clever as far as townies were in, you know, going around town, going to pictures and all that. We never did that when we were on the farm.
That's the best we can come up with, isn't it?
Mm.
Really.
Mm.
Okay.